Not by name, but J.C. Hoskins.
Yeah, J.C. Hoskins. Is he the one who lived up on East Broad Street later on?
I don't know whether he lived on East Broad Street or not. But anyhow, he was catacorner from where those stores of Henderson built. And then there's another man came there by the name of Boris. B-O-R-U-S.
B-O-R-U-S?
Yes, he was the one that built those little houses where Smith... had little stores where Smith has his architect, his...
Thorpe Smith, you mean?
How's that?
The Thorpe Smith?
Thorpe and Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he built those little bits?
Boris, yes. He had several little houses along there.
Mm-hmm.
And one they thought was going to do pretty nice. It was an eating place. I don't know whether it was a carry-out place or not. But that folded up then. Then Mr. Boris disappeared. But I think his ideas were... very, very fine. Finally conceived. But he didn't have the money to make his dream come true.
To carry him out.
But he had a wonderful plan all drawn out there. So then he began to take those little houses. But the main difficulty was when Ruby Lee Miner's firm started cutting up those acres and running streets through there that easily got lost and easily got through somebody else's property. But that's a terrible mess out there.
She's not living now, is she?
I don't think so.
Do you remember the name of Norman? The farm that he bought?
Captain Norman.
What was his first name?
I don't know.
Maybe you never did know.
The only thing I knew was Captain Norman. That used to be Camp Alger during the Spanish-American War.
Yeah. Well, out at the farm there, have you been out at the cemetery in recent years?
No, I haven't been out there. I just passed out there about 3 years ago when we went out to see Annie.
Yeah, well, you know what it generally looks like now.
You are.
Well, was the farm... any part of what you see there now is the cemetery?
Yeah. The cemetery is the farm.
Yeah. So the farm was, if you go from Falls Church out in that direction, the farm, your farm is on the right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there are all sorts of vegetables with the apple place. Everyone marveled about the number of apple trees they had.
Well, now, was... your farm consists of most of that cleared land?
Yes.
That's there now?
Yes.
Yes.
The main difficulty was water. They had a couple of pumps. They had a cistern. They had a spring.
Mm-hmm.
And found out all the water was polluted.
Oh, really?
That spring... Now, here's a remarkable part of it. We were paying $133 every 6 months on the mortgage. And out of $133, we never kept the farm long enough to get as much as $25 on the principal. They had a 36 or 39 year amortization mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And a great big interest and very little principal.
Mm-hmm.
But that just kept them from having to refinance it every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be done by a lawyer by the name of Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
Cobb didn't mind doing that because he was in strong with the Muncie Trust Bill. They would trust him with almost any amount of money.
Do you remember any Birch family across the road from the farm?
Yes, I remember Birch very, the name Birch very, very well, but I can't say it's an individual.
They used to be on a farm right across from the cemetery, about where Pine Spring is.
Yeah.
And then they... had a, I think it was a farmhouse up on Horseshoe Hill, right at the edge of Falls Church. you go out of Falls Church, there's a high, quite a hill there. And up on the right is called Horseshoe Hill.
I've heard of that also. Now it has faded a little bit. That somebody started a golf course out there. A man, billionaire went broke. Bannockburn, I think you call it. Ever hear that name?
Yeah, but different place. You mean out just beyond the cemetery?
In that general neighborhood.
Well, there was a town and country golf course out there. Now it's a county golf course.
It didn't, the man went broke. He sank a lot of money in there.
I don't know.
I knew.
Do you remember a man named Shockley?
I remember the name. I can't remember him very well.
Well, did you ever find any Civil War relics on the farm? I mean, no, it wouldn't have been Civil War. Well, it could have been Civil War, but did you find Spanish-American War relics?
We found more Indian relics than we did Spanish-American War relics. We found, well, it's part of Canada, and also we find a lot of equipment like...
Arrowheads?
What's that?
Arrowheads?
Well, they found arrowheads and so forth. But I'm talking about some of the things that they used, the soldiers. They used to have knapsacks and so forth.
Yeah.
But a lot of those things were uncovered.
You still have any of those?
No, we don't have any.
They all been lost somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, I think Henderson had a couple of rifles one time that he kept them in a place that happened to be kind of vulnerable.
Yeah.
When we first went out there, people never thought about it. Anytime anything disappeared, you knew it was a stranger, and you could trace it very, very quickly. But when the city started expanding, the city started coming toward the country started going toward the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time that an entirely different personality came through.
Yeah. Even after World War II, you can leave things safely, but you can't anymore.
I had a friend in New York whose name was Henderson also. I said, George, if anybody brushes up against you, all you gotta do is tap this. And see where your pocketbook is gone. He said, "What are you kidding?" He said, when they take your pocketbook, you never feel it. If you ever feel them brush up against you, run to the first piece of glass and find out how many eyes are left.
You ever feel them?
Oh, man, he was hard.
You ever feel them? You know that your pocketbook's gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said, you never felt it when your pocketbook's gone, but any time.
Yeah.
That's supposed to see how many eyes are left. But you, the other person that back to the humor, this was a story about a man was brought up for pickpocketing. The judge said, now, this is very irregular. This time, your defendant was found red-handed pickpocketing. She's done it too often. And this time, he's going to pay $25 to go to jail. They said that this is like, you know, the old man has it with me. Well, $25, so you gotta dig it up. They said, well, this one counts on some fifth this year. So, well, so please, of course, my client says he has $10. They can turn him loose among customers of course for 3 minutes. You guarantee to raise the other 15.
He was a real pro, wasn't he?
$5 a minute. On the customs of the court.
And what did the judge say? You don't. That's not on record.
No.
Well, I think I'll have to sign off now, but I'd like to talk to you again one of these days soon.
Well, you find out that I'm going to put my jaw in action, go off and leave.
I'll find out what?
I said I'm going to put my jaw in action, go off and forget and leave it running.
Oh.
Very easy to talk to.
Okay, this has been fun.
Good luck. Same to you.
See you later. All right, bye-bye.